Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for joining United Wrestling Council's radio here on Blog Talk Radio. It is your host with the most. He can't be bested with the rest. He is none other than me, myself, and I, Lance Winters. Joining me tonight is our co-host, our operator of the board, the manager of the business. I'm just a pretty face. But let's give it up for Sonia. Sonia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, you know, just right here ready to podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. You know, we kind of like missed out on last week. I'd like to apologize to the fans. The problem is that our servers are based in New York, and with all these snowstorms coming in, we were able to not get a broadcast going through. But we're here now, and we're going to have a good old time. You ready to jump in, Sonia?
I sure am.
All righty, let's do it. Let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. This is UWC Radio Podcast. Tonight, we have an amazing guest by the name of TJ Black. He will be with us soon. But right now, I want to give an update as to why it is just myself and Sonia tonight. As you guys know, Luis has been having health issues. He's talked about it with his heart. He's had a Widowmaker heart pacer, a Widow pacer heart maker. He's got something going on in his chest. He was actually under the knife again last week. So right now he's recovering. We want to wish him the best. We want to, you know, give our love, support, and strength to him as he overcomes this. I think only, he said, 1 in 7 people, you know, live past the surgery, and he's on the ropes. You know, let's say he's on a 6 count right now. He needs to get back up and start fighting for it, which I know he is, but we just can't wait for him to get back on his feet so he can join us. But even though he's not on his feet, he's still sitting down. He's still relaxing. He's still asking for work, ladies and gentlemen. So if you need any merch designs, you know, he designs them himself. He also prints stickers. He can help you with your logos. He can help you with patches that go onto your clothing, your accessories, your outfits, your styles, your attire is, I guess, the professional word I'm looking for. But if you want any sort of service like that, please hit him up, ladies and gentlemen. That is Luis Ordonez 87 on Instagram.com. Not .com, but you know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on my computer right now. I'm a little fuzzled up because of what's going on with him. I'm very worried. I know he's going to pull through, but it's just a matter of time, you know. So please hit up Luis Ordonez on his Instagram. And if you do already have your logo, if you already have a design and you need it on, let's say, a coffee cup or a Frisbee, or a hat, or a t-shirt, go check out Little Green Dress Boutique. They grab all your little logos and your big ones, and they put them on all sorts of gimmicks, like I said, on your coffee cups, on mugs. I think they're going to start putting them on Stanley's now, so you can have your own Stanley mug. So make sure you check out Little Green Dress Boutique. I got to know, Sonia, are you on the Stanley Cup train? Do you have one?
No, I do not, but Jello does.
How do you feel about them? How do you feel about them? You're a fan of them? You think they're too big? Or
I like them because I do like having a water like that, you know, all the time. But I have like I got a Bubba, but it's just like one of those big ones with a straw. Like, I don't know. It's cool. It's way better than a Stanley. I'm not going to go out of my way to go buy a stupid Stanley.
So I'm guessing you're not going to go out of your way to Target and try to find you a pink Stanley and get into a fight. I've seen that last week. There was a video going around. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yes, I'm definitely not fighting over a Stanley.
did TJ have to put some people in some arm bars? Actually,
no, she got it for her birthday from her best friend, so she didn't have to fight her friend did.
That's a real friend right there.
You know, those Stanleys, though, they could withstand anything. I've seen this lady's car catch on fire, and the only thing that survived was the Stanley, and the ice was still ice.
Wow, that's really keeping the cold under pressure.
It's crazy. So, I mean, I guess they're probably worth it, but I'm pretty good with my Bubba that only costs $14 instead of $40. I'm good.
There you go. I'm glad to hear that. I'm still on the hydro flask. I guess I'm old school. You know, I need to move up to the tech talk. I don't know if my hydro flask can survive being caught on fire, but maybe I'll try it and post a video on Instagram this week. We'll see.
Yeah, no, but having those water things is so good, dude. Like, I don't know. I just fill it up with ice, put water, and it's just so refreshing every day. I love it.
Yeah, you got to appreciate something that keeps it cold. That while also keeping it hot if you need to. In the morning, I need a little coffee to get me going. You know how it is.
You know how I get con mouth all the time, too, from smoking.
The cigarettes will kill you, Sonia. I keep telling you. All that smoking of cigarettes and other illegal products will get you killed. Might even get you canceled in today's society.
It's legal. It's legal.
Okay,
and I don't
smoke
cigarettes.
I'm just making sure I don't want you getting in trouble like Miss Liv Morgan over here with substances and getting pulled over, you know. But as long as it's legal, as long as you're doing your thing, you're still going to be here with the UWC family. Shout out to Manny, the head counsel of UWC. I know you're listening right now. How you doing, boss man?
Yes. All right.
So the reason I brought up Manny right now in a quick little plug was because Manny gave me some awesome news, and I'd like to share it with everybody. UWC,
yes.
United Wrestling Council, will return in June, ladies and gentlemen. This June, we're going to have our first show. It is going to be amazing, and that's all I can tell you guys right now. But don't worry. In the next preceding weeks, I'll be dropping a little more information. We'll be having a little more, you know, here and there going on. But just for now, just letting you know, we'll be back. June's the date. Stay tuned to UWC, United Wrestling Council, on Instagram, or follow myself or Sonia on Facebook to find out more. Do we have a social media for Facebook yet, or do I need to jump on that?
Who?
For UWC.
Oh, yeah, we got one.
Yeah. Okay, then follow us on Facebook as well. I'm so sorry. I'm behind on times. I'm barely on Facebook myself. just been living that IG life, you know, staying away from Twitter.
You mean the X?
See, that's another thing I stay away from that, too, you know. Can't be going on to no X's, no Twitters. The MySpace days are gone. It's all just music.
What about that new Instagram thing where they have, like, that, was it Threads or something like that?
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to check out Instagram with no pictures and it's just words, check out Threads. I'm definitely not subscribing to that one. I feel like that one's just going to come and go. I don't know, but... I can't name five people that have it, so maybe it's experimental. I'm not too sure. Do you have it? Do you have that Threads?
No, I don't.
And
I don't know if people who do.
Reading all day.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just, like, I don't know. It was weird, and I didn't want to have it. Once you open it, you have it open forever.
And it's just a log of everything you say from here till whenever.
No, like, if you want to get rid of it, you have to close your whole Instagram and start all over.
Oh, man. So, yeah, it's probably not a good idea for me to open up one of those Threads, because if I decide to become president one day, I'm pretty sure a thread is going to stick me in the behind and, you know, drag me down from the election.
Definitely.
But anyway, when I do get my news, ladies and gentlemen, I get them on the YouTubes. I got a lot of people posting the daily news. And something I heard earlier this week were the allegations of one Chris Jericho. I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but apparently something happened with someone and nothing can be said about it at this time. What I got to say is, if anything that happens in the Indies, nobody does talk about it and it gets handled right then on the spot, whether that's in the locker room or on your way to the car. So if you're one of those people, if you know what I'm talking about, to say something. We don't have NDAs here on the indie circuit. We like to keep our business clean, and I'm pretty sure if Robbie was here, he would say the same thing. Robbie can't join us tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah, like, there's, like, people like Robbie who would definitely, like, I remember when Jala was training, he was warning her about things to watch out for, things that, you know, dudes would do to girls because they just want, you know, to cop a feel or do something like that. You know, and Robbie was always like, yo, you watch out for this, you watch out for that. And then he even told her, you just keep telling everybody you're 16.
That's always a good. And to be honest, sometimes it doesn't even work because some people are just crazy like that. You know, they'll take a 15, 16, 19-year-old. So I'm just glad PJ knows how to defend herself, because if something like that does go down, they're in for a big surprise.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about that girl, but she does get a lot of people who freaking, like, I'm not going to say they're stalkers, but she gets people who freaking are, like, a little bit obsessed with her for a bit. They eventually disappear when she has to actually tell them, you know? But she just hates that, being in that situation so much.
Well, next time she's in a situation like that, I got some advice for her. Throw yourself some merch real quick. Throw some UWC shirts, get some tickets to the next show, and then send them on their way.
She's got dudes like, dude, just bring her gifts at work and shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she didn't accept them.
Is she getting bouquets of flowers and little cards, or what kind of gifts are we talking about here?
This dude bring her a CD, two CDs, I think a Black Pink, no, Twice one, and then John Cook.
Oh,
she's into K-pop.
He's cooking over here.
Yeah, it's because she works at this place called Anime Station, so it's like, you know, just a bunch of anime stuff, so she's into all that K-pop and anime stuff.
What about yourself? You into any of that anime stuff? You ever got into it growing up?
No, not into that. I'm into The Simpsons. Like, I love The Simpsons. I know they're not technically anime, but it's all about Simpsons, Rick and Morty for me. That's it.
All right. So, I mean, you don't click on that one.
I do.
What?
I do like the One Piece on Netflix.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that one wasn't that bad compared to the latest live actions.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter said, Jella said that the Dragon Ball ones were horrible. So she was, like, hesitant to watch this one, but she watched it, and she was like, you need to watch this. So I gave it a try, and I really do like it. I'm just not into cartoons anymore, you know?
Okay, yeah, I get you. What if there was a wrestling anime? Would you want to watch that? You know, got some nice action, some wrestling movies, you see cartoons.
I used to watch one when I was a kid. Was it Mucha Lucha? Something like that?
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. It's a throwback. That was Ricochet before he became Ricochet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mucha Lucha, yeah. Yeah, but Mucha Lucha, that was the shit back in the day.
Oh, yeah,
I used to love that.
Thinking all those crazy moves, thinking that you can do them in real life, and I'm like, wait, I can't turn into a pinball. What's going on?
Yeah, for real. Oh, that was a good one. I used to watch it with my little brother a lot. All right, so we're almost coming to the 17 mark.
Yeah, I didn't even notice we were having so much fun.
All right, so should we play the commercial and then get our guest on?
Sounds good. We'll have our early start. We'll get ready, and we'll come back with TJ Black.
Yes.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway, or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Ladies and gentlemen, check out Paul's Photos. That's right, for all of your photo needs. That is Paul's Photos, ladies and gentlemen. You can buy your favorite accessories. You can take classes. You can have your old photos digitalized for the future age. Now we're going to have a phone call with Mr. T. J. Black.
Good styling. This is a venal pause there.
Hello?
Hey, is this TJ Black?
Yes, this is him.
Hey, how's it going, TJ? This is your boy Lance Furness here on UWC Radio Live on blogtalkradio.com. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I'm excited to have you on. To get things started, we have a lot of international fans that join in on this podcast. If you could briefly introduce yourself as who you are and what you do.
Yeah. My name is TJ Black. I've been wrestling for 3 years. We're about three and a half years. I wrestle in California. Trained at East Bay Pro Wrestling in Pacheco. And then I went to LA with the Santino Bros, trained there for a little bit. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. I wish Robbie was here. Robbie Phoenix is a trainer at Santino's Bros. Would have been asking you questions about that, but he's not here right now. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about getting into training, getting into wrestling. What motivated you? Were you a fan as a child? Did you just something you picked up as you grew up? How did that come along in your mind?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been a fan ever since I was little. I remember the match that actually got me into wrestling was Rey Mysterio and Dean Malenko, the Halloween Havoc one. Yeah. So I've been a fan ever since then. And it was kind of always something I wanted to do, but I never, you know, it's not like baseball or basketball where you can kind of just like find something. But I ended up looking online, and I ended up finding like a school that was like not too far away. It was about like 30 minutes, and that was East Bay Pro Wrestling. And I ended up starting training there. And I was training there for about 3 years. And then I ended up having the idea to kind of try and travel around and go to different states and train with the different trainers and stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome that that's one thing I always tell people. It's always good to get out of your state, get some new experience, travel around a bit. So tell me about any adventures you had. Have you been able to get out of state and do some shows? How has that been for you?
Yeah. I was in Hesperia. I was able to wrestle for a place called Valor Pro Wrestling. And out of state, I haven't really been out of California. But that's definitely something that's on my to-do list for this year.
Okay, that's totally fair. Shout out to Joe over there at VPW holding it down in Hesperia. I've known that man for, I want to say, 5 years now, dude, and he's been running his own promotion. He's just been putting up outstanding work, man.
He's awesome.
Tell me about your time at East Bay Pro Wrestling. Who was your trainer? Did you have multiple trainers? How was the training there overall? Because I'm over here in Southern California. I'm sure things are a little different, you know, just like how it is in Santino's too.
Yeah. I was training at East Bay. My trainer was Rick Luxury. He's been training and wrestling for many, many years. He has a long list of accomplishments. And, he trained me from day one. And then he ended up moving to Kansas. And then a veteran student named Leon Akuza started training there, and he trained us. and stuff like that. So I
love to hear it. It's always like I said earlier, it's always good to get training from multiple people at different levels. Rick Luxury is definitely a guy I've heard and I've seen actually down here in LA one time. And he's a consummate professional on every level, whether it's backstage or whether it's giving a performance to the fans. So I have a great confidence he put that into you while he was training you.
Oh, yeah, he's luxury personified.
That's what he tells me.
Yeah.
So I was looking through your page, and I saw you, you have some gloves. You do a little boxing as well. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah, it's just something to kind of keep me active and busy and fit. It was good. That was actually a goal for me to start boxing or join some MMA before I started wrestling. But luckily I found wrestling and I don't have to go down that path.
Okay, yeah, because you definitely don't want any long-term permanent injuries from one fight or anything like that. I just saw that you were...
Oh, yeah.
BSG Showcase Champion. I didn't know if that had to do with boxing or wrestling, so that got me interested.
Yeah. No, that's wrestling. That's the first and only title I've held so far, and I got it at East Bay Pro Wrestling.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. That's definitely a notch on your belt. You know, nobody can take that from you, and it seems no one has since then.
Absolutely. I'm hungry for more, too.
That's what we love to hear. You need more to, it's like anything in life. You need more to get better, to get stronger, to get wiser. So I see you do have some more coming up this Saturday, actually, am I right? In Santa Clara, can you talk to me about that?
Yeah, South Bay Championship Wrestling. I have a match against the Sick Boy, RJ Santos. And, I've seen him, and he's very athletic and very exciting. And I'm excited to get in there and get in the ring with them, clash styles, and see what we can do.
Yeah, speaking of clashing styles, I wanted to know what was your sense type of style. I know we have high flyers, you have some powerhouses. I want to know where you fit in. Are you a submission guy?
Yeah, I try to be a little bit of everything. Jack of all trades. Yeah, I try to... When I need to be technical, I can be technical. When I have to go through the air, I can. And if I need to power somebody up, I can do that as well.
Perfect. I love hearing that. You're well-rounded. You're not rugged and just stuck in one mindset. You're able to do a little bit of everything. That's definitely going to keep you growing and keep you stronger in the long run.
Yeah. And that's what keeps matches exciting, that you can be in there with different kinds of people and make different kinds of magic with everyone.
What has been one of your, so far at least, what has been your favorite wrestling memory, whether it's in the ring or outside the ring? What would you consider that being to this day?
My favorite wrestling memory was it was only a battle royal, but I was able to compete at the SAP Center in San Jose, and doing something like that was a big kind of checklist, bucket list moment, and I was able to do that. And it was only a battle royal, but I'm looking to go back and do some more things in different arenas, and I got big goals, big dreams.
Yeah, so I was looking at your list of dreams and your list of short-term goals, and it looks like you checked off most of them. You know, you're definitely getting out there and smashing those goals. You know, is there any new goals that you want to add to your 2024 bucket list, or anything that you thought, this year I got to do this, or I got to make it to this level?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to, if I can't get signed anywhere, I want to kind of at least join the training or a dojo somewhere, kind of set myself down somewhere and be associated to, you know, some of these bigger names, and kind of just get my name out there and just do more. That's my main goal.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. You got that passion and that drive to go the extra mile. And, you know, even telling me how you started training at East Bay, making your way down to Santino's for a bit. You're already elevating yourself to new levels. So I hope this year you just get even further. With that being said, we'll start with the indies. On the indie scene, is there someone you'd like to have a dream match with or a dream opponent?
That I'm going to keep it local. I'd love to get a match with Sirza. He's someone I trained with, and we never actually got to, you know, we've had a bunch of training together, but we never got to have a match in front of people. And usually whenever we step in the ring, it's magic, and it's kind of a shame that the people haven't been able to see that yet.
I love it when wrestlers say that they're magic when they're in the ring with each other. I don't wrestle, but I can only imagine, you know, that just means the chemistry's there. Everything just plays out perfect. It's a smooth run-in, you know. So I would definitely love to see that match as well. Moving on to second question. Let's say you get signed to whatever major company you choose. Who would be that dream opponent on the big stage?
On the big stage, I'd love to. I mean, everyone. They're all big names, man. I'd love to get in there and punch all of them in the face.
I like the sound of that. So you do get signed.
Yeah, you got it.
Say, is there any promotion you'd choose specifically, or just whatever is calling your name? Because we got the new TNA, we have WWE, we have AEW. I just want to know what kind of world you'd want to fit into if it was your decision.
Yeah, man. You know, of course, any place that calls my name, I'd go. But I'd like to, you know, go over to Japan and kind of get to the biggest promotion there, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and, you know, in the UK, do something over there. And then eventually, of course, the end big goal is WWE. But before that, you know, I'd love to hit kind of everything, AEW, New Japan.
I'd love to hear it. I'm over here thinking about just in the States, and you're over here talking globally. You got that big mindset. Totally threw me off because, I forgot. I could have thrown out New Japan. I could have thrown out somewhere in the UK, and I'm over here just thinking about where in the States would you like to be? So that's a great answer.
Yeah.
Speaking about New Japan, this literally just dropped 10 minutes ago on their Twitter. They said that Kazuchika Okada has been released from New Japan Pro Wrestling. Where do you see him landing in the next year or so?
In the next year or so, well, I know like AEW and like New Japan, they kind of have like a working relationship a little bit. So I don't know if he would go there, and if not there, I'm guessing his goal would be WWE.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because obviously, you'd probably want to hit the indie circuit a little bit, just get out there and not be tied down to another contract. But yeah, eventually,
yeah,
just as an end game,
that
would probably be a WWE type deal. I don't see him in AEW because, like you said, they do have that forbidden door kind of open-close thing going on. But that might be a tough situation for Tony Khan to figure out.
yeah, for sure.
In your 3 and a half years of wrestling, have you ever sustained an injury that was like overlasting or prolonged, something that like really did a number on your body?
Nothing too severe, nothing that like kept me out for like months or anything like that. But I have had, you know, my fair share of concussions, and I believe it was like my maybe fourth or fifth match where it was about 2 or 3 minutes into the match, and I ended up, this is my worst injury, is like spraining or breaking my ankle. So like I never had like a real like major like long-term injury, but yeah, I was able to finish the match, and then after I was barely able to walk on it, had to use crutches for a couple of weeks. But I was still able to go to training, still able to watch and take notes and stuff. But yeah, nothing too crazy. No broken collarbone or anything like that.
Well, I wanted to ask because I wanted to tell you, I'm glad that hasn't happened, you know, because we can't have any of that prolonging you from achieving your dreams. You don't want one of those injuries coming back to attack you 10 years later. Like Robbie's told me before, he suffered injuries in the beginning of his career that he's not feeling until, like, recently. So that's why I wanted to inquire.
Yeah.
But you seem to be aware and secure when you're in that ring. So, like I said, I'm just glad you haven't had any kind of sustaining injuries like that. That'd be horrible.
Yeah, man. Yeah, luckily I haven't. And, I feel good. I don't feel like my body's too beat up or anything like that. So I'm still young and spry.
Perfect. And for our young listeners that are listening in right now, because we have, like I said, people internationally of all ages listening, if someone says, you know, they're thinking about getting into wrestling, they're considering it, what's one of the best pieces of advice you could give to someone who's thinking about joining this industry?
Yeah, well, I can speak from my experience. My goal was to join a wrestling school. Like I said, I didn't know, like, as, like, a young kid, there was, like, nothing I could really do. And then I got older, I found a wrestling school, was able to do a lot of research about training and about wrestling. And, so that'd be my main thing, is to kind of really know what you're getting into, do the research, put in some work before you show up. And but the main thing is to follow your dreams. And don't let anybody tell you you can't do something or anything like that. Because there's people, you know, who, you know, try and stop you, but your dreams have to be your main priority.
Of course. I know so many people that are this close to jumping into the ring, and then they hear too much negative press. People telling them, oh, you'll never be a wrestler, you'll never be great. And I always try to tell people that as well, like, don't let anybody else deter your dreams. You are the crafter of your destiny, you know? So just another follow-up question, I guess, about that. Does physical fitness, like, would you suggest them being a little in shape, or you build the strength as you train? Like, what's the best way for, do I just get up and jump into training, or should I kind of already have a little cardio, a little strength gain?
I would definitely recommend you do cardio. Yeah, I can't tell anybody what to do, but I would definitely recommend people to exercise. And if you have a sports background, you know, it's always a plus. But yeah, try and come as fit as possible, and so that way you're not behind and you're able to kind of be up to where you're supposed to be at and kind of move along with everybody else.
Yeah, because you don't want to be – it's one thing to be the weak link in high school and a dodgeball team, but it's another thing when, I guess, you're training and you can't keep up with the rest of the class. You don't want to be that guy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, like I said, if you don't have any training or anything like that and you still want to get up and you still want to do it, go for it, you know. The main thing is just, you know, following your dreams. And if you can, you know, get some exercise, get some – cardio in there, you know, that only helps.
I agree with you 100%. I can't just get up right now and go to class. I'll probably be gassed, as they say, in like the first 20 minutes. But even if you don't have shape, like you said, just you got to have that passion and that fire to keep going. Don't let nobody tell you to quit, even yourself sometimes, right? Have you ever had moments where you doubted yourself as you were beginning training, thinking, oh, maybe this isn't for me, or were you taking it on the chin and kept going?
I was kind of taking it on the chin and keep going. You know, I say forged by fire, and that's true. I was pretty young into training, and I was kind of took it upon myself to advance, because I would start wrestling. It was kind of like jujitsu or like karate, where like your teacher kind of pulls you aside and, you know, kind of graduate you to the next class. But that wasn't really how it was at East Bay. It was kind of on you. And I guess that's kind of where, like, my hunger comes from, is that I had to do it myself, and I had to go take it upon myself to go to the advanced classes and stuff, because I was training, you know, like twice a week, and that wasn't really enough for me. I wanted more, so I started going to the advanced classes, kind of thinking I would just kind of just be sitting there, kind of just taking notes and watching what the older guys are doing, older guys who have been in the business longer. But they put me right in line for exercises and got me in the ring and rolling, and I was doing what everybody else was doing.
There you have it. I love to hear it. You know, there's always going to be someone to guide you and someone to help you get right into shape, because you can't really have anybody carry you. You got to carry yourself. And I'm glad that you've always had that mindset of, like, whatever happens, you're going to deal with it and you're going to progress. And that's what's made you so strong in the last 3.5 years. And I hope with that continued mindset, it just pushes you even further to greater heights.
Yeah, and I think the biggest, like, most key thing was that I did the research before going into it. So I kind of knew from watching videos and interviews and stuff, I was able to kind of see what world I was walking into. Because you do see a lot of people who go who don't really know about, or they know of wrestling, they don't know about the training or anything like that. So they kind of show up and, you know, they kind of ill-prepared a little bit. So they're like, you know, like a little like step behind. But like I said, you know, you can go, you can show up, you know, off your couch, you know, they'll still accept you, you'll still be there. You know, it's just that extra little bit of time to get you to where you need to be.
Perfect. I love that. Sonia, I know you're still there. I was just wondering if you had any questions for Mr. TJ Black. I'm hearing our little
I don't have any questions, but I did like the way he said when you asked him if he would go to the big, you know, the big things who he wanted to fight, and the way he said everybody. I love that answer.
That's how it is. That's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's ever said everybody. They always have like a specific person, but your answer is like the best one, I think, because yeah, there's like, honestly, how could you pick one? There is a lot of great that you want to fight. Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, absolutely. And there's still local guys that I still want to wrestle, and if I still want to wrestle those guys, I still want to wrestle everybody that's made it. So
that was awesome. I like that. I like.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to see, and you're going to be joining us, I believe, for the next wrestling show. So we're excited to see you wrestle.
Yeah, for sure. In June, right? June, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm excited for that one. I'm excited.
Yeah, I like seeing you wrestle since we haven't seen you before. Can't wait.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, as we talk about everybody in the business, I just got two more questions, I guess, for you. Number one, we talk about everyone in the business, right? But only one person could win the Royal Rumble this year. Who do you have your money on? Who do you have a bet for? Who do you think is the strong man in this race? Because there's a lot of good contenders this year for the men and women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, definitely. That's a tough one. And I can only pick one?
Yeah. Only one.
Yeah, I mean, you can pick two if you want. What? I mean, I'm not going to push you that hard. If she wants one, I guess we're getting one.
Okay, one. I guess I got to go with Gunther, man. He's had a long Intercontinental title reign. He's probably one of the bigger men in the matches. It's going to be hard to throw him over the top. So I gotta go with Gunther on that one.
Man, I did not expect that answer. I was like, please don't say Roman Reigns. I'm just like, please don't say Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah, no.
She just hates all the good ones. She wants to see Cody Rhodes win and finish the story or something.
Yes.
Cody Rhodes, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there is more than one path to WrestleMania.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's
I
like that.
Gunther, he's the biggest and the most dominant recently.
That always remind me of the dudes from Dude, Where's My Car, though.
Who, Gunther?
Yeah, because you know how they do, like, the they're like Swedish or something, right?
Yeah.
Because they were the Ethereum, right? So, like, you know how Dude, Where's My Car? Those dudes, I need the transponder. They just,
Oh, yeah.
They just give me those vibes.
Yeah. I think Gunther's have you seen Dominions or Despicable Me?
Yes.
I think he's like the main villain on that. Yeah, like Gru.
He kind of looks like him too. Just getting more athletic.
He's got the minions to go with it.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, they're perfect. I like your answers, man. They were like out of like what I expected.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to think for the women who I think would win. Trying to think of who would be good to go against, like, Rhea. I think
Rhea Ripley. You picked Rhea?
I'm trying to think of a good matchup for for some reason. Maybe Liv Morgan. It's like Liv Morgan can make her way back, be ready in time.
I do like Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan's good. I like Becky and all them, but I'm tired of seeing them winning. I want to see somebody new now.
Yeah, exactly. You want to see some new faces, get some shine.
Yeah, give somebody else a chance.
Yeah, for sure.
Lance.
Well, my go is for Bailey, but we'll have to just see what happens.
Bailey.
I'm still here with you.
Oh, Bailey. Bailey's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, if she gets kicked out of her damage control, she goes, wins it on her own. Even if she doesn't win, I think that'd be a good – I don't think I've seen her and Rhea go at it for a minute, so that'd be a nice little switch up.
Yeah. You don't think she would go after Io Sky if she won the Rumble?
Well, that too. I mean, she could definitely go for her brand and go for her title, but I just heard you thinking about people who'd be good against Rhea, and I was like, oh, you know, maybe Bailey, because she still got it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But if she did win the Rumble, she'll probably go against her damage control. Probably be me leaving the faction, I'm taking the belt with me kind of deal at WrestleMania.
Exactly. That's a good one.
All right. So before we head out here, I got one more question for you. Again, we have a lot of international fans. We have people listening all over the place. Where could they find you on social media and give you a follow?
You can find me on Instagram at TJ_Black_. And then you can find me on Facebook at TJ Black. And I don't have a X.
Okay, we don't like those anyway.
But but yeah, Instagram and Facebook are the two main places that you can find me.
Perfect. Again, TJ Black, thank you for your time. It was an honor to talk with you and work through some things and learn something new about you. Any shout outs before we head out?
Shout out to you guys for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for joining
us. This is awesome.
That's awesome. Right, we'll have you on after.
TJ. Yeah, I can't wait to see you in June, man. Have a great night.
All right, you too.
All right, good night.
All right, later.
All right, good night.
All right, Lance. I'm going to play the commercial, and then we'll be back.
Okay.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to UWC Radio, live on blogtalkradio.com. We've just had an amazing time with the man known as PJ Black. Make sure you check him out, ladies and gentlemen. If you're in the East Bay area, check out East Bay Pro Wrestling. This Saturday on the 20th, he's going to have a grand old time against RJ Santos. I've seen that man work, and can't wait to see PJ Black work. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, as confirmed, PJ Black will be one of the first wrestlers announced for our show in June. Stay tuned. Shout out to Paul's Photos again, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. Paul's Photos over there in Torrance, right off of Hawthorne Boulevard. Check them out if you want all of your favorite photographs, whether you need pictures taken, whether you need photo equipment, or whether you want to digitize your old family scrapbooks and put them on the internet for everyone to see. Come and check out Paul's Photos on Hawthorne in Torrance. Whew. So, Sonia, how are you feeling? How was that? You had a good time,
huh?
That
was good. Yeah, I like that guy. Like, I loved his answers. Like, they were, like, out of the box, kind of. Like, you know, people, I'm not saying everybody, but so far the guests that we've had say close to the same answers about who they would like to fight or who they, you know, inspired them or, you know, something like that. I did not expect him to say for Gunther to win. I didn't even think about him. I'm, like, thinking, like, I think of Roman Reigns and Cody at the moment. As he's like trying to decide.
Yeah, see, you're the same kind of people that you hate. People that are just
exactly
in that small box.
So I didn't say I hate
the same
them.
People.
I just said I'm tired of hearing those answers.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Yeah, but yeah.
Well,
me
I'm
too.
Glad you're off to a great start.
Well.
Yeah, you want Cody to finish the story, and it's not going to happen. I'm tired of it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys are listening. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, we already have an agreement between me, Sonia, Robbie Phoenix, and Luis that when Roman Reigns retains, we're all going to get some Roman Reigns shirts. We're all going to put a finger in the sky to acknowledge him. That's going to be our UWC profile picture for the rest of the year.
Be
they don't
want to
shut
finger.
These guys up. We keep... Oh, no, that's the wrong one, man. This is a family-owned corporation, okay?
Just kidding. I don't hate Roman Reigns. I just like Cody a little bit more.
It's okay. I just like Roman Reigns, and I'm kind of getting over Cody. I mean, Cody did get snuffed out as soon as CM Punk came back, you know?
I hate CM Punk. I don't even know why they're giving him the time of day, honestly. Like, he's just so weird. He just looks like a recovering crackhead.
Even though he's been straight edge for like the last 20 something years, I can kind of see it, so I'm not gonna hate on you for that.
I'm really mean. No, I don't. I feel bad for saying that now, but yeah, I just don't like him. I don't like his like what is it, like his style and like just his personality. It's just like, yeah, I could do without him.
Well, I'll let you know that I've liked him when I was around the age I was growing up into watching wrestling when he was on WWECW and when he did his little pipe bomb and left, but from there and then his AEW run, I wasn't really quite a fan of his, and now that he's getting back into it, you know, I want to see what else he can do, because he's just been talking the last couple of weeks on Raw. I want to see him get into some more action to see if he still got that dog in him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that, but yeah, I'm just, it's just his personality, and like, yeah, I could go without him, but yeah, my favorite will always be Shawn Michaels, but he's too old. Nobody
yeah.
can compare
and
to
Jericho's
him in my
second,
eyes.
Right? No,
Jericho was never one of my favorites, but I did not hate him, you know. But to hear what has been going on in the news these days is just like horrible, man. I just hope that if it's true that these people get some sort of, like, justice or something, you know?
Yeah, they got to be called out for it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, bring it to the light. Show people. Because, you know, it's big. Stuff like that has been going on in so many industries, the movies, everywhere. Even just freaking in regular life if you're not a nobody as well, you know? Like, stuff like that happens. And it's, like, about time that people are, like, dudes like that are should be scared to be caught now, because people are being caught nowadays, because before people were too scared to talk, which is sad because they shouldn't be.
Do I hear Sonya bringing back the Me Too movement 2024? Are you making a statement? Are you pulling the Cat Williams right now? Are you trying to expose everybody this year?
No, not to expose anybody, but if they are guilty of that, of anything that I am implying, then yes, they should be fucking ashamed of themselves, and they should be scared of being uncovered. That's unacceptable.
That. Speaking of gross wrestlers trying to make a comeback, I told you guys the story about Patrick Clark Jr. He used to be Velveteen Dream. And we talked about what happened with him, like, last week, right? Something he did or he didn't do online with people of age or not of age or whatever, whatever. Well, he reached out to Booker T last week. And as you guys know, or as you guys may not know, Booker T in the 90s was arrested for burglary or theft or something of that nature, and it was armed. He did some time in jail, and he came back. And now he's the man, the legend we all know and love, the five-time champion, the two-time Hall of Famer. So, you know, Patrick Clark, he reaches out to Booker T about, you know, how can I get back in there? How could I, you know, wrestle again if I want to wrestle again? Booker T told him some strong words like, you got to earn their trust again. You got to earn their respect again. Like, you got to start from the bottom again, pretty much, you know. And that's, you know, that's good news, right? That's good information to tell somebody who wants to do better. I always tell people to get a second chance, you know. Circumstances, you know, withhold, you know, there's some places you can't come back from. But Booker T told them all this, and you know what? You know what he does?
He left them on red.
He left him on red, bro. Like, how can, oh, what?
The
disrespect. Like, how can... Yes, that's what I felt from it. I was very upset and wild about that fact. Like, now it just makes me think, like, was he just asking Booker for a free pass? Because Booker runs his own wrestling company out in Houston. So was he, like,
that's
just
exactly
trying to get into Booker's company?
Probably, like, he's
trying
to send out a filler to see how he's going to be like, oh, come on, I'll help you out, man, you know? But, yeah, like...
Yeah.
I get, second chances and stuff, but you gotta earn it, you gotta work for it, you gotta gain your trust. If you're not willing to work for it, then go the hell away. And obviously this guy needs to go away.
Speaking of more people, because there's always more people, speaking of more people who get second chances, we all heard about what happened with Hulk Hogan a couple years ago. He was hanging out with his friend's wife on video or something like that, and people didn't like it. But
yeah.
I think he did earn our love back, because earlier this week, I believe it was in Tampa, Florida, he was driving on the freeway and he saw a nasty car collision, which resulted in a car being flipped over. Now, he was with his new wife and his friend, and they came to the scene to go help out. And Hulk Hogan literally reached his hand out and pulled a woman out of that flipped over car. Now, don't worry, what I got to say, like, that's got to be some good points on his end, right?
Yeah, for sure. I've always loved Hulk Hogan. Yeah, he has made some mistakes, which it's kind of like, ugh. But it didn't take it down, because Hulk Hogan, like, when I hear his song, it literally takes me back to when I was a kid, you know? My dad's taking me to see him wrestle in person, you know? Like, so Hulk Hogan is extremely important to me as a wrestler for some reason. I love him. So, him doing this, it makes me happy because, you know, like, I want everybody else to love him too. I know he's, like, kind of a doofus, though, but I don't think he means bad, you know?
Yeah, I mean, in the last 6 weeks, I believe he got baptized as well, so he's rejoicing his faith in God, so he's definitely on the right track. I think his most egregious thing he said, it was on the Joe Rogan podcast, like, probably a year ago or less. But he told Joe Rogan that he once wrestled 400 times in a year, or 400 days in a year. And he tried to justify that, saying, well, I did a match, flew from Japan to America, did a match, flew back. So he was thinking he was time traveling. And like you said, it's not like he's intending to do harm. He's just a little doofus, can't do math or something, you know, so I can't really hold that against
exactly.
him.
Especially
so that's about
the
worst I've seen.
They didn't need to watch their mouth. They didn't need to, like,
yeah.
you know, like, in his time. Like, you know, people just listened to them, and they were like, you know, he could be whoever he wanted to be. And now it's like it goes against him because he's so used to it. He's just a doofus, and he's not adjusted to the times correctly.
Yes.
So
I'm glad we got over this.
Yeah,
that was the end of the bad. That was the end of the bad people news. We have some good people news, but some bad situations now before we wrap up the show. Earlier,
yeah.
I think it was like, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Charlotte Flair was in the match with Asuka, and she injured her leg doing that flip that ended up getting her thrown outside the ring or something or the other. So she's got that injury going on. I read a couple of days ago that actually she's also suffering from a neck sprain. She was in Birmingham, Alabama, and that's where, like, their nicest, you know, hospital or clinic or whatever is. And that's when they found out she's got a sprained neck as well. So we probably
wow.
will not be seeing her until later this fall is what they have estimated. So that's why I didn't bring out Charlotte when we were talking about the Royal Rumble winners, because
yeah.
she wouldn't be there, unfortunately.
Yeah, she was in
also
my head about
some
it too.
Crushing
but...
news.
Oh, go
yeah,
ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. I was
oh, no,
going
no.
to
finish
say that.
Your point.
I was going to
oh,
say
okay.
that Charlotte was one, gonna... like, she's one of my favorites.
Yeah, she's up there. She's the queen forever until
sure,
Tiffany
sure.
hits the mainstream. But it doesn't matter. That's not what we're talking about right now. NXT superstar Cora Jade, she was at a house show earlier this week or last week, and she tore her ACL, man. Like, why is that, like, the most common wrestling injury that's, like, sounds so painful and it's so long to recover from? Cora Jade just came back to NXT, and now she's off the shelf, or she's on the shelf again. It breaks my heart, man. I don't know how you feel about her or not, but, yeah, it just makes me sad to hear another injury to someone who is possibly on the way for a comeback, you know?
I actually do like her.
Yeah, see? She's a good bad girl, as I like to say.
Yeah,
thank
I
you,
like
thank
her.
You. And also, this Monday, we had the main event of Seth Rollins versus Jinder Mahal, ladies and gentlemen. That was, once that match was announced 2 weeks ago, Tony Khan went on a rampage talking about who's this Jinder Mahal guy. He's a nobody. He's a nerd. He's this and that, blah, blah, blah. All that did was make Jinder, like, trend on Twitter for, like, 2 or 3 days. And the match they had was incredible. I don't know if you saw it, but it was just incredible. Like, we all knew that Seth was going to win, but it looked like it
yeah.
could have went the other way at a couple of points. But at the end of the match, Seth Rollins needed help getting outside of the ring. He needed assistance. He got injured. Don't quote me. I believe it was a leg injury. So he's not going to be at the Royal Rumble, most likely. We're still waiting for news updates. So that's all the help I got going on. And it feels terrible having to announce this, but I got to let the people know. You know, the people need to know.
Yeah. Yeah, how are you going to freaking make your guesses on not knowing stuff like that?
Yeah, because I would love to have Seth Rollins at the Royal Rumble smashing whoever he needs to because he's the best. Now I'm just worried because, to be honest, I got tickets to Raw on the 12th of February, the 19th of February. You're going to be here in Anaheim. And I came to go see him. So if he's not there, like, I need to go talk to Ticketmaster and get some refunds because I came to see Mommy and Seth Rollins. So they need to fix that. He needs to have a mic spot or something at least.
I was going to buy tickets for that too, but I bought couches instead.
This girl. This
yeah.
girl, ladies and gentlemen.
I swear I was going to, but I was like, I need a new couch, though. And I did.
Well, we have Vengeance Day in 2 weeks. So I think next week we'll have an NXT catch-up to catch up on the last couple of weeks. We haven't talked about it, but we'll do a nice little review segment on it. Is there anything else you want to throw in before we end the show tonight?
Nope, I'm good.
You heard it from Sonya, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy, Lance Winter, and it's reminding me one more time, United Wrestling Council is back. We're going to be here in June. You heard from our guest this evening, TJ Black. He will be there within the next weeks, within the next episodes. We'll be dropping more and more names. Then once we get closer to the day, we're going to start dropping matches, and then we're going to have some awesome packages for you guys. So stay tuned and follow UWC, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok. I think that thread thing, I think that's still a thing. I don't know, it might be burnt out by now. But make sure you check it out, ladies and gentlemen. And with that being said, thank you for joining us. You could have been anywhere in the world tonight, but you're here with us. Have a great night. Sonya, take it away.